The high temperatures led local health departments to work with hospital emergency rooms to monitor heat-related illnesses. Paul Biedrzycki is with the City of Milwaukee Health Agency.
We've received reports over the weekend as a precursor to this event, 32 cases of either direct or indirect heat-related illness at the 11 hospitals. And of those 32, 18 individuals were admitted. So that's fairly serious consequences as a precursor to the actual heat advisory that's in effect.
Biedrzycki says by the time the next reports are compiled late at night, he expects the numbers to go higher. Some people in Milwaukee tried to avoid heat problems by opening fire hydrants. That upset the local fire department. In the energy and air pollution areas, Alliant Energy curtailed power to about 100 industrial customers who had already agreed to interruptible power contracts. And Wisconsin Public Service in Green Bay called on some big customers to cut back on power or be prepared to pay more for it. The DNR has kept its eye on ozone and particle pollution in the air. The department says there were some moderate concerns along Lake Michigan and near Devil's Lake. But DNR air management official Larry Bruss says by and large the favorable wind direction was more important than the heat and sunlight.
When we get westerly winds and even a little bit northwesterly winds in the atmosphere, it brings significantly cleaner air. That's when it's mixed down with the air that's coming in at lower levels.
Bruss says over the next day or two he's not expecting significant air quality problems across the state. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.